producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, I got callers that want to talk about ISIS. Callers that want to talk about international courts, missing children. Callers that want to talk about being kicked out of school for wearing a pro-gun shirt. Callers want to talk about peaceful protests and the Prison Planet article and more. We're going to get to all of you. Coming up, we get a quick 10-minute update from Joe Biggs about an NBC article. It's also in CBS now. It just broke minutes ago nationally. Police search for missing Afghan soldiers on Cape Cod. Does anybody remember how many times they've car bombed or truck bombed or shot people up? Just last month, they killed the highest ranking general, Major General Harold G. Green, was killed August 5th. So a month and a half ago, roughly. About a month and a half ago, exactly. So this is pretty serious information. I'm not saying these guys are going to do that. It just shows how precarious the security is inside this nation, working with the Afghans, getting in their business, and then bringing them over here. Jesse in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thanks for letting me on. Alex, how are you?
I'm good, brother. What'd you call in about?
Well, I wanted to call in about ISIS, but like you just brought up with the Afghan soldiers missing here in America, I mean, didn't just a couple weeks ago, the government admit to training ISIS in Jordan, and they said that all of those rebels were vetted and that they, you know, were just moderates. They were not trying to, use our skills and our weapons to fight against us. And now look.
That's exactly what I went into the writers and I just said an hour ago. I said, we need a report on this saying, hey, Afghan soldiers still missing. It's been like a week, actually. They're just now reporting on it saying this weekend. No, it's the weekend before from what we can gather in these articles. And they were all vetted in Afghanistan. They were all vetted, the rebels in Syria and Jordan. They were all vetted, the guy that killed General Green. So I don't want to hear that the Afghan military is vetted when they are one of the number one causes of U.S. soldiers losing their lives. Regardless of what you think about the war, I don't think we should be over there from the time it started. But I know this, they better not bring them here. And then when they do something, God forbid, not this group, but others potentially, then who loses their freedoms, Jesse?
Well, we do. And that is BS all the way. There's no reason for us to lose our freedoms because people somewhere across the entire world away from us are trying to, kill Christians and create jihad on their own people. It has nothing to do with our freedoms personally. And for the government to say, no, now we have to stick our fingers up at the airport, or, we get to have checkpoints every 30 miles and make sure you're not drinking and driving, take away your freedoms. It's total bull, and it's a lie. It's all a lie. They cannot stop us from, exercising our constitutional rights. We must.
Exactly, and I don't care whether the threat's real or not. Stop saying that I lose my freedom. That's the Soviet model or the totalitarian model, is to say, one of your neighbors was bad, so you've all got to go to the gulag or go to the forced labor camp or do community service. No, because someone goes into a school and shoots people, I don't lose my guns. Because somebody stabs someone or beats them over the head with a baseball bat, I don't lose my baseball bat or my knife. I mean, this collectivist idea of we've got to have death panels for old people because we have socialist health care now. Well, that's why I didn't want socialist health care, because we're now all in this big social engineering nightmare. Great points. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Looks like they may have located two of the three missing Afghan soldiers in Buffalo. Oh, I'm sorry. There were some other Afghans that were missing. Oh, I'm sorry. Just print it all. I can't even keep track of it anymore. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is... Okay, so they haven't found the three. And our border's wide open. But if I want to fly, I got a naked body scan. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com, Phil'sGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got open phones today. Then we have a medical doctor who's an expert on cell phone radiation, who was in CBS News last week warning of the dangers of brain cancer associated with it, saying keep your phone off unless you're using it because it's constantly radiating one way or another. She's going to be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. But we'll have open phones throughout this hour up until the second half of the third hour. Your phone calls are coming up. Mike and Renee and Corey and Steve and Chris, we're going to get to everybody. The toll-free number to join us, wide open phones, 800-259-9231 on any issue or any question or comment that you have. Now I'm not trying to scare people with this, and it may not be anything. I want to be clear about that. But if you remember, just back on August 4th, a little over a month and a half ago, Major General Harold J. Green, the highest-ranking U.S. military officer, not just Army officer, to ever be killed in 240 years of U.S. history, was shot dead by an Afghan soldier inside of a secure base. And if you look at the casualty list that I've sit there and track in the news, former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs served in Afghanistan and was actually wounded there repeatedly, so he can speak to this better than I. But most of the time when it's really a fatal bombing or mass shooting, it's an Afghan National Guard or Afghan regular army, and a lot of times it's an officer that does it. And they'll go into a base, they'll blow it up, they'll go into a CIA base, they'll blow it up. And just last month, this general got shot dead with some other people by this individual. So one of the biggest casualty groups out there are these Afghan soldiers. And we're always told, oh, they're all completely safe. It's a great winning policy. Don't worry, it's no big deal. You know, the military for a decade has been saying this isn't working. All this is doing is getting us killed. The Afghan military just doesn't want us here. We want to go home. A. B. If you're going to keep us here, we don't want these soldiers in our base. Okay? Period. Because that's one of the highest casualty numbers they have. Now, just last week, and Joe Biggs is going to go over this, two Afghans that were over here as part of this program came up missing. Now they say that they have been found inside the United States in Buffalo. That's just broke on WIVB New York Channel 4. Separately, we have NBC News reporting on this just an hour ago. Now it's suddenly breaking on Google News, CBS News. It's suddenly breaking all over the place right now. Police searching for missing Afghan soldiers on Cape Cod. Three Afghanistan Army National Guard soldiers, National Army soldiers who went missing on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The soldiers have been at Joint Base Cape Cod since September 11th. They say there's been a lot of speculation, including that they may be trying to defect. Defect to who? They're already here. No reason to think they have nefarious intent, said Massachusetts State Police Superintendent Colonel Timothy Albin. Massachusetts National Guard says there's no threat to the public at this time because the soldiers were vetted by a wide variety of agencies before they were brought into the United States. Well, here's the problem with that. They supposedly vetted all the people to fight Assad, and none of them were al-Qaeda, when we all know almost all of them were. Flying Wahhabist flags day one. Our government put them in Libya, tried to put them in Iraq, tried to put them in for destabilization in Egypt. So the State Department and people trying to act like we didn't know there was al-Qaeda. Now their name's ISIS or ISIL or IS. It's all to confuse people. I know I harp on this. Rand Paul, the senator, is exposing it. Senator Ted Cruz is exposing it. And I'm proud of the fact this broadcast last few years has been the genesis or the zenith, the flashpoint for forcing this out there so we can have a real debate about what's really happening. Because any way you slice it, radical, jihadist, Islamicist, Wahhabist, nutbaggery is a real threat to the entire world and is being fueled by criminal elements in our military-industrial complex and foreign banking combine that want to be able to take our freedoms here at home by pointing their finger at this group of head-chopping scum. Now, if I see one report, I get a little suspicious of people disappearing. I see two reports, I want to know what they're doing bringing Afghan soldiers in here when they have such a track record of attacking with car bombs, you name it. They want to set up checkpoints all over D.C. now to, quote, keep the White House safe. No, it's to train us to live in North Korea. But let me tell you, the southern and northern borders are wide open, and they're bringing jihadis in, and they're protecting them. Now, I'm not saying this last group or this new group are terrorists. Sure, they're nice people. What I am saying is they belong to a military, that the Afghan National Military, that from the numbers I've seen is the number two group killing coalition or U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Now, Joe Biggs has been shot and bombed and blown up in APCs by these guys, so he can give us his take on it and correct me if I'm wrong. But I had Colonel Schaefer on, who ran the Army program against al-Qaeda for 10 years, could have killed bin Laden twice. That's come out in congressional testimony. And he said, no, the numbers are way above 65% being al-Qaeda. It's more like 95%. Well, he said he couldn't say, but it was way over 65. Then a little bird told me 95. So we'll just leave it at that. But he'd been at Congress briefing them that day. So they all know this, Joe. first, big picture, what's your take on these Afghan soldiers, period, bringing them into the U.S.? And then my concern is the globalists could even bring them in, let them go as patsies, and then blame them and set them up for something later. I mean, there's no telling. The Tsarnaev brothers were clearly set up in a false flag, clearly patsies in a larger operation of the Boston bombing. I had a former top CIA analyst and black ops on-the-ground commando, Steele, just Friday, saying the same stuff. I mean, anybody that studies this can see it. What's your take, Joe Biggs?
Well, these aren't just regular soldiers. These are three ANA, Afghan National Army officers, one major, two captains. So these are officers in the Afghan army now out in the streets. We know we have sleeper cells out there. Maybe they need some commanding behind it. You know, that's a big concern. You know, my time in Afghanistan, my little base I lived on, I had to share a compound with the Afghan National Army. And you have to sleep with one eye open, literally, because there were numerous times these guys would come up to my soldiers and threaten to kill them. And I had to go out on one time, one instance I'll never forget, and I put a grenade launcher in this guy's face, and I said, hey, if you ever threaten one of my soldiers again, I'm going to blow your head off. And then the interpreter came over, and I was like, you need to interpret what I'm saying. He's like, no, I'm not. So I pulled out my sidearm, and I'm sitting there holding two guns. I'm like, you need to tell him what's going to happen if he threatens one of my guys again. So you don't know who they're bringing in. They bring in all kinds of people, and people are like, well, no one has that much patience. That's all they have in Afghanistan is patience. They sit around and wait and wait and wait and wait to strike. They have no problem doing that. They are a very patient group of people. And to sit there and make their way in the ranks and then get into a U.S. Army base and to start assassinating people, it's very probable. It happens all the time.
Major Hassan waited 2 years before he did anything.
Yeah. They have tons of patience. That's what people need to get through their head. When something like this happens, like you said, it may or not, it could be something, it could not. But it's definitely something to take consideration. And it's something I hope they can find, get pictures up on TV and look for these guys. Because that's a very shady thing. They bring them in September 11th and now they lose them at a mall. Why were they allowed to be at a mall to just wander off?
Well, I mean, it may just be that, hey, America is a lot better than, you know, Afghanistan. I haven't been there, but I've watched the videos. You've lived it. I mean, so maybe that's what's happening. Probably great guys. But statistically, Afghan National Army, from what I've seen, is the number two cause of death right over there for U.S. soldiers. So it's not like we're being conspiracy theorists here saying, wow, this is troubling.
Yeah, we caught two Afghan Army guys in placing IEDs to kill us just 2 miles down the road from our compound. We actually were sitting there driving down the road, and I was like, hey, isn't that a guy that works with us? And he's sitting there digging, and then looks up, and he's off. And I'm like, that's the guy that lives with us. Really? I mean, you can't trust him at all. It is, that's the scary thing, because these guys should be watched 24/7 by armed guards. To let this happen, that just blows my mind.
Well, why not train them at a foreign military base? What are they doing training them in the U.S.?
Well, see, the thing they're going to say, though, is we've been bringing in foreign troops forever. Well, we bring in German troops. We bring in stuff like that. We bring in other allies. But this is different because, like you said, the track record isn't good with them. We know they defect. We know they turn on people and they shoot them. Like you said, that general was killed. That's the highest ranking military person killed by one of these Afghan soldiers who just waited for that right time and took it.
And then meanwhile, they've got the state police everybody going, oh, there's no problem. Nothing's going on. It's ridiculous. Everything's fine. Well, then I want to be treated like I'm not a terrorist then when I pull up to some checkpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm tired of this, man.
Well, it's funny because they said they vetted them. Like, what is their vetting process? Because their vetting processes haven't worked thus far. You know, I've got friends who have been shot, who have been killed by these guys before. And as you can see, I get blood red talking about it. I don't trust them whatsoever as far as I can throw them. The fact that they bring them into our country and they're not even watching them and they're allowing this and this is the second time, that's crazy. You know, our borders are open. We're creating these groups so we can topple these other regimes. You know, there's another huge terrorist group right now that they're calling Khorasan. That's the next big group. And the reason they're bad is because the guy who leads it has links to Al-Qaeda. And most of his guys have passports to Western countries.
You can just feel a big terror attack coming. I feel it.
They want something. They want Syria bad. These guys are out of Syria. They want Syria. They want Assad.
I want to come back and hear about this new group. that's got the U.S. passports. And again, we're not saying the whole government's going to let this happen, but criminal elements at the top over and over again do this. And then the government won't even get in trouble for letting us get attacked. When it happens, they'll get more of our freedoms.
That's all they want.
I mean, this is ridiculous, folks. It's ridiculous. We'll be right back, and then your phone calls are coming up. Stay with us.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Breaking news and your phone call from folks patiently holding. Former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs is in studio with us, one of our reporters. And we're going over the fact that Afghan National Army officers, three of them, a major and two captains, have come up missing. And this is a group that's well known to attack and to basically operate as sleeper cells. We're not saying these guys are that. We're just saying they come from a group chock full of it. And then, Joe, you were bringing up this new group they're talking about. I mean, it's just jihadis are activating all over the world right now. And then, meanwhile, I saw a story over the weekend on NBC News. Breitbart had it as well, where you can't have an American flag at your university because it might offend someone. People need to say no to all this. This political correctness is killing this country. And I'm not somebody that's, quote, Islamophobe, because it's true. I've studied the demographics of the Middle East. Most countries just want to live in peace. They want to have a job and be left alone. But the jihadis out of Saudi Arabia and other areas are being funded and turned loose to run wild. And then we're not even supposed to criticize them, Joe.
It's crazy. I've been to so many countries around this world, and they all wave their flags proudly. And if you were to bring in a flag of another country and wave it around, that would be very offensive to them. Meanwhile, here in America, when we want to wave our own flag and we want to have pride for our country, we're looked at like terrorists. I mean, what have we come to where you can't walk up and down the streets waving an American flag or hang one from your apartment complex without someone threatening to kick you out?
Well, obviously the flag's been used for a bunch of corruption, but it doesn't mean that the flag symbolizes that for me. It symbolizes the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Second Amendment, national sovereignty, our amazing history. When stacked up to other countries, is exceptional. But the leftists are attacking it because they want us to adopt their new globalist ideology. But just look at how they lecture us. You can't have an American flag at public school. It's offensive. You can't have an NRA shirt. But we can teach jihadi garbage in the public schools. Talk about this new terror group.
All right, so a new article out in The Independent came out talking about a shadowy group of extremists with links to al-Qaeda as big as a threat as the Islamic State. Basically, what they're saying is they have a huge expertise in making bombs coupled with the presence of jihadist fighters with Western passports in its ranks. You know, and that's what makes it a very significant threat to the homeland right now.
And the name of the new group?
Khorasan, Khorasan.
We have articles where and video where in Turkey they let ISIS ride around with their weapons on the trains when nobody else can own guns. They let them travel freely. England's letting them fly back and forth. It's so clear the West is helping these guys.
Well, this is the thing, though, from a military aspect. That huge convoy we've seen videos of where ISIS is coming into Iraq and their vehicles are butt to butt. They've got all this military equipment they've stolen, U.S. military equipment. That is something you don't do when you have military knowledge. All right. So when you do a convoy with military, you have spacing. So if someone hits you with a mortar, whatever, some kind of air asset, it only takes out one vehicle. These guys they know that no one's going to mess with them. That's why they're riding bumper to bumper. Because, like I said, with that convoy leading into Iraq, we could have taken out all of ISIS in a couple airstrikes and been done with it. The fact that we knew that they were doing that and we did nothing about it, and they're just on a remote road where there would be no collateral.
Well, now we've confirmed they've got Chevy trucks fitted in Texas for U.S. Special Forces. It's been given to them. They didn't just steal it out of bunkers.
Well, they've got brand new Toyota Hilux short bed trucks. I mean, they've got tons of new toys now. I mean, they picked up 198 howitzers. They've gotten any aircraft stuff. They've got all of our Humvees, tanks. Anybody goes and walks into a base and tries to drive a tank is not going to be able to do it. You know, the fact that these guys are, you know, that the government has something to do with it because they wouldn't even know how to operate that stuff. You know, I know a buddy, it took him 6 months to even learn how to actually shoot a 198, much, you know, let alone be a part of an entire artillery section to learn every position there at the gun.
So it's incredible. It's a whole science.
Yeah, it is. It takes some people a lifetime to master. And I've got a lot of buddies in artillery who pride themselves in that. So the fact that these guys are able to just hop in and take these pieces and then use them and put them in play, you know that there's military U.S. backing in there.
Well, they trained them. That was the big controversy the last few years in Jordan, in some bases in Iraq, and in Turkey. And now they're just pouring in. What do you think the end game is?
We want to go to Syria. We want to take out the Assad regime. We need bad guys like ISIS, Islamic State, ISIL, whatever, Khorasan, to give us reasons to go. Like I said, it's always that humanitarian means. Because last time with the Assad, it was a chemical attack. Now we have the Ebola thing in Africa. They also want to bring these guys into America. You know, once you get people scared enough at home, they're going to be like, the government's going to go like, see, look, all this bad stuff happens if you don't have us.
That's it. That's exactly what's happening.
And then now we can go get these bad guys.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower. Or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to go to Mike and Renee and Chris and Corey and Steve and then everybody else that calls in. I'm going to take a ton of calls up to the bottom of the next hour when we have a medical doctor joining us to give you the facts on the dangers of cell phone radiation. And let me tell you, I know we all know there's a danger, and the studies show that going back 20 years or more, but all of us tend to not use hands-free, not use a wire. My friends, my family that know this keep doing it. We've all got to get a handle on frequency pollution and cause a national debate about it and get out of the habit of just holding a cell phone up to our head and radiating ourselves. I use landlines for 90-plus percent of my communications. I use cell phones when I'm on the road, got to pick my kids up from school, got to pick somebody up at the airport. They're very useful. But people that are giving them to their kids. I see little kids that go to the mall just with them glued to their heads, and they are cooking their brains. It is a fact. So we're going to discuss that coming up in 1 hour. Briefly, three times a day, morning, noon, and night, I take a shot of Super Male Vitality. That's a whole bunch of different key herbs and extracts, organic, concentrated, cold-pressed. And I mix in other things like Fluoride Shield. It's a chelator. Doesn't just cut out the fluoride. The Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2. And I mix it up in a glass of water three times a day, and I take it, and it has been life-changing for me. You've heard the rave reviews by listeners. You've heard what folks have said it's done for their vitality, done in their relationships, you name it. We now have a female formula out that just has two other ingredients in it as well that really supercharge women. Whether it's exercise, health, you name it, try a bottle of Super Female Vitality. Try a bottle of Super Male Vitality. Try a bottle of X2 Nascent Iodine, a type that no one else has. Very palatable, very easy to get down compared to others, from a pure crystal, deep earth source, the actual iodine crystals. We're really proud of the products we've deployed out there against the globalists. It has helped us fund our operation as well. We have developed and deployed a whole bunch of just super high-quality products, more OcuPower, the strongest eye formula that we know of out there, of patented ingredients that are known and have been proven to help eyesight, not just your eyes, but other nerves as well. The Oxy powder that is just so amazing at flushing out your guts. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. You can also go to InfoWarsStore.com and find the products. You can find the Made in America t-shirts, the new Molon Labe shirt. We have a second design out now that is now the new bestseller. We call it the 50 Cal 1776. We've got the new Molon Labe ball caps and beanies because the winter is coming. And all of your purchases fund this operation. Now, we could sell you these caps and shirts for $10 if they were made in China. We could buy them for $2 a piece. We get them made in America, so they cost us $10 to $14 just because of the regulations and taxes. And the companies we're buying these from can barely operate at those prices. We have golf shirts that would be $80 to $100 at Dillard's or Nordstrom's. Made in America brand, branded to Made in 1776 for half the price they would be at Nordstrom's. Beautiful golf shirts. Folks just love them. And people will ask, what does Made in 1776 mean? So we have kind of the low-key shirts that aren't really aggressive, right up to stuff with Spartan war helmets saying Molon Labe, come and take it, InfoWars.com. And we sold out of all the belt buckles, but we didn't print 250 of them. They're not printed. They're forged. Brass and nickel-plated if you want it. But those are sold out. 250 did just come in. They'll sell out very quickly. And then that's it because we only print 1,000 of them total. What is it? 500 of the brass and then 500 of the brass with the nickel. They couldn't produce as many as we needed, so one shipment was late. So those have come in. They will sell out very, very quickly at madein1776.com. And I run a big operation now with over 50 crew, news division, nightly news, documentary films, breaking news, syndicated radio, three major news websites, a TV site. All of it is funded by you supporting us in the InfoWar. So I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or subscribe to the nightly news at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now I'm going to go to your phone calls for the balance of the hour right into the next hour. I also want to remind you, if you're listening to us on an AM or FM station, tell everyone you know to listen every time you see them. Hand out cards. Become a sponsor. Thank the local sponsors. Thank the station. That's how we've gone from being on about 100 radio stations to over 170 now and growing. Because you're always having stations that sell or change format. I can't tell you how many stations we've been on over the years and get really good ratings for them and move from the weekends to the weeknight to the weekdays, and then they get bought out and turn into ESPN. We probably, let's not exaggerate. There's been more than 100 affiliates over the years that have gone ESPN. And hey, great, great. ESPN, it's fun to listen to all the sports scores. The country is going to hell in a handbasket. We need to warn people. That's another reason I get so mad at football, because I played football. I get liking football. But the country is going to hell in a handbasket, and it's so frustrating to get number one ratings in a place like Orlando. And we're back on in Orlando now, but that's good. Number one was in the newspaper. Up against Rush Limbaugh, everybody. Number one, that's happened over and over again. And then they just come in and go, we can give you more money, go to ESPN. It's just, I want to throw up. See, it isn't just about getting the ratings, folks. People have to support it. And we've been successful as a small independent radio show. There are no other independent radio shows that are syndicated like this. We literally, by the grace of God, are here. And that's why I'm so thankful to everybody who supported us to spread the word. So become a sponsor, promote those stations, and let them know you're supporting the show as well. And then we can turn this country around. You've got to vote with your dollars. You got to vote with your feet. You got to vote with your actions. NPR doesn't need that. They just get taxpayer money and then still beg for money locally from the slobs that give them cash. We don't do that. We sell high-quality products. And then they have national media go, how dare Alex Jones sell videos and books and T-shirts? That's right. It'd be much more moral if I just got taxpayer money, right? And then promoted anti-Second Amendment. Oh, my gosh, the Liberty Movement's funding itself. When those secret Bill Clinton documents came out 4 months ago from his presidential library, they released them via a FOIA suit. When that stuff came out, it was in 1994. If we let independent media with Joseph Farah and the Western Journalism Center start, other people will start new media, and then we won't control the paradigm through the controlled press and state-run media. We've got to shut them down. And the worst part about Western Journalism Center is they're selling subscriptions to news and are funding themselves and don't need the big corporations or tax money. Why, if this ever becomes popular, that's it for us. I mean, it is such a dirty, 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 dirty. CNN reported on it. Previously secret Clinton White House documents released. And it says we have to meet with the mainstream media and tell them to call anyone conspiracy theorist. That's why we come out a month and a half ago and go, Ebola appears to be becoming more and more airborne. Here's a government report, and also they say it could spread to millions. Oh, my gosh, you're a fearmonger. Oh, this is so horrible. Blah, 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 blah. A month and a half later, it's mainstream news. You could say that the sun comes up in the morning, and if you're not establishment, they're going to attack you because you're seen as competition. And I expect that from purely state-run media. But I'll tell you one thing. To see major libertarian, conservative, constitutional media infighting and sneaking around doing attack pieces on each other, man, we're going to lose everything if we don't come together. If you don't have that basic instinct that if you are for the Second Amendment and private property rights and the family and basic judicial justice and having a country, then you had better come together for liberty. All right, that's enough of one of your calls. Mike and then Renee and others. Mike in Missouri, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
And there's something going on, but you do know what it is, don't you, Mr. Jones? To quote Bob Dylan. There was an article up on Prison Planet yesterday. I think it's off now. I wanted to ask you about the possible tactical nuke in Kiev.
Well, yeah, I don't think the story is off. What happens is it scrolls off the front page into the archives. In fact, when you guys pulled that out of the Sunday stack, I covered it yesterday. A giant munitions plant got blown up in eastern Ukraine, and clearly Russian forces or allied forces fired three missiles into it. The separatist forces admitted they basically did it, blowing it up, and it did create a huge mushroom cloud, kind of like when the town of West in central Texas blew up in Waco, outside Waco. People thought it was a nuke. But the Russians just say that's ridiculous, and obviously there would have been not just seismic but also radiological stuff being picked up to show it was a nuke. I mean, if you look at it, it doesn't look like a nuke. It looks like a slow explosion that you would see from a munitions plant. But what's your take on that?
Nobody's picked up any other evidence of, like you say, radiological or seismic or anything that they've announced anyway, huh?
We've looked into it and can't find anything, but I've watched the video of the explosion. we just played it, and it looks like a fertilizer plant blowing up. I mean, that's what they do. And it did put up a mushroom cloud, but any big explosion will put off a mushroom cloud. I don't know, but I'm very unlikely the Russians would use a tactical nuclear weapon on an ammo dump when all you got to do at a munitions plant is fire missiles into it, and you saw what happened.
Yes, sir. I'm a first-time caller. I appreciate you taking my call. I've been listening for a while, and I'm spreading the word around Midwest as much as I can.
Well, Mike, thank you so much. Just to add one more point. I don't give a lot of speeches. I gave one for the Stansberry Group because it was in Texas, and I could not be away from my kids I took my kids with me up there. And then I spoke for Casey Research, another great group, down in San Antonio to a capacity crowd of high-powered folks. And these people were all so smart, so classy, so cool, and then thanking me that I just felt bad. I don't know how to explain it. It's like I'm not a narcissist. I come off as one sometimes because I'm so aggressive and confident. But I'm always talking about myself, so you know where I'm at. I'm very humble. And it is very humbling to see how many amazing people there are out there. And all I told that crowd was, you better get active, not just at conferences to get more intel, so you're personally successful. You better get involved in information warfare, and most of them have, using the truth against lies, or we're going to lose everything. There's a National Review article out today showing, again, in statistics, upwards of 90% of the illegals vote for socialism and gun control. And conservatives will be like a vestigial claw on a dog's forearm, on a dog's elbow. I mean, it's as useful as you know what's on a boar. And I've never called myself even really a conservative. I'm a libertarian constitutionalist, classical liberal, like George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. There's the headline, The Liberal Newcomers. And the subheadline, Limit Immigration or Watch Conservative Efforts Become Irrelevant. Yeah. I mean, you've got people with no education who've lived in cardboard boxes getting here from Africa and Central and South America and other areas, and they don't care, folks. The facts are in. They are going to vote for whatever the most hardcore Democratic Party people say, and that's why the Republican leaders are all on board with it, because they're all getting their paycheck from the same big banks. They're all going to retire to an armored country club. They don't care. And I'm not against these poor immigrants, but look, I am against the fact that they are useful idiots, and they're going to take my guns and take my property and force inoculate me. They're going to become the bureaucrats and the enforcers. And as bad as America is, it's not Guatemala. And we're going to be like that now, and it's very sad. Renee in South Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air.
Oh, thanks so much for taking my call, Alex. I wanted to be the voice of the tens of thousands of children that are being raped, tortured, and killed by the so-called global elite. And we need to get Kevin Annett back on because he's doing just incredible work with the international courts in Brussels.
Sure. You're talking about at orphanages in Ireland, Canada, you name it. They dig up just hundreds, in some cases thousands, of dead children. Native Americans, Irish children, you name it. And, yeah, there is a real cult in government going back thousands of years that likes to prey on children. Most psychopaths aren't just rogue psychos operating on their own and getting caught. They organize into guilds so that they can take their time with the children.
Yeah, and if you read some of the witness testimony, this isn't ancient stuff. This is stuff that's going on. You know, I think the last one that was mentioned was in 2010, and they have hunting parties where they let these children run for their lives and have dogs chase them.
Yep. Let me just be clear. I wasn't saying this only happened thousands of years ago. I was saying that every ancient culture, when it declined, sacrificed and tortured children. Whether it was the Aztecs, whether it was the Babylonians, whether it was the Druids, whether it was the different Mediterranean civilizations, this is what ends up happening. And it's part of the decline. You better know that if they're promoting the end of the family and they're promoting, you know, and pushing homosexuality and everything on the surface, and I'm not even attacking, you know, people out there. It's not my ball of wax. What I'm saying is, historically, we know as historians, even Camille Paglia has written about it, and she's a lesbian, that when you get to this stuff on the surface, down below, it means the other stuff's going on. And yes, ma'am, DynCorp got caught in 2005 running giant child Roundup rings. It was even in the Chicago Tribune. It was even in major papers. They had congressional testimony, and no one got in trouble. And the reason they didn't was because it's connected to the government. And that's how they blackmail the judges. It's how they... That's how they took over Penn State. It's how they took over Boys Town. I remember having a former CIA guy on who was also a senator, state senator, John DeCamp, and actually hitting the delay button on him 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when he was saying Penn State's a pedophile ring and Boys Town's a pedophile ring. This is before it came out. Understand, folks. This is before it was in the news. So I hear you, ma'am. God bless you. It is just absolutely hellish what's going on. And the children out there are not getting any relief because people are in denial. Now, there it is, Salon reporting on slave trade whistleblowers vindicated, DynCorp. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I got death threats, by the way, the last time I was really hammering on that story.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. You felt betrayed. Your emotions began to consume you. Outrage set in. Then, nothing. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, but they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming.
What's coming?
Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or will you forget?
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah.
personal.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. The third hour is coming up. We'll continue with your phone calls. Before we go back to them, I just want to mention, coming up for the radio audience and TV audience as well, I'm going to play some of the audio shot inside the man's car with the open window of an unconstitutional, illegal, federally funded, state-instituted checkpoint on the highway. And when the man begins to talk about the Constitution, the whacked-out officer rips open the car door and yells like a drill sergeant. Now, that's important because the Associated Press is reporting, quote, snipers, guards, fences, not enough, Secret Service moles, security checkpoints outside the White House on the road. This has been the plan all along. So our border's wide open, but illegal checkpoints to then stop people and demand information from them are okay. And they have private companies in all 50 states hiring cops to make people fill out surveys. And it turns out that's federally funded to just set the precedent that we're North Korea. So we're going to break that down coming up. Some of the other news, Obama's UN ambassador admits fight against ISIS designed to take out Assad in Syria. An amazing video of Samantha Powers being interviewed. That's on Infowars.com. Also, feds swarm a plane, interrogate passengers over travel group logo that resembles ISIS. And now Congress has voted for more war in the Middle East. A Ron Paul article. The Petro Yawn cometh. China docks a Navy destroyer in Iran's Strait of Hormuz port. Things are certainly accelerating on that front. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Corey in Connecticut, thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good, brother.
I just want to talk to you about what's going on in high schools now. I got thrown out of school again, second time within a month, for wearing a shirt had a gun on it. And it was just a Johnny Cash, don't take your guns to town shirt. And the first time it happened, it was an AR-15, a come-and-take-it shirt. And I had a Constitution on me. I read the First Amendment to her, and she just kind of dismissed it like it didn't happen. And I talked to a school resource officer, and he told me that the Constitution, he said I should enjoy now because it's really not going to be around much longer.
Well, and children are getting kicked out of school for bringing a bubble gun that shoots bubbles. And kids are getting in trouble if they eat a pastry, a Pop-Tart, and it looks like a gun. So soon, I guess, if a cloud looks like a gun, they'll have to arrest you. This is all just part of the totalitarianism that they just call regulations. But it's beyond North Korea. But America's a free country, so it can't be happening here. No, it is happening here. And you should document that. You should do a news article about it. But, you know, we see 10-year-olds being suspended for making fingers into the shape of a gun. This is all part of the social engineering. But, oh, the kids can go home and play all the murder simulation video games, priming them for drone pilots that they want to. It's all selective. And that's a key part to any totalitarian system. But I also love people that say, oh, the Constitution, I don't want to hear about that in my courtroom. Yeah, that won't be around long, buddy. As if they're looking forward to it being gone. As if they're looking forward to having no checks and balances and being slaves. Anything else, Corey?
No, that's about it.
Well, what's your school district in Connecticut?
Manchester.
Well, I would write an article about it. I'd do a YouTube video about it. That's newsworthy. When this stuff goes on, speak out about it. That's the thing to do. Third hour.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.